My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Young. He represents the Hoosier State's 9th Congressional District, and he is the lead sponsor of a brand new piece of legislation called the RAINS Act. The idea is to make sure that Congress has some say on major regulations that the Obama administration is preparing to implement. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot for having me, Greg.
Let's start with this idea. I know that Speaker Boehner last year, for example, came out with a list of these major regulations. Define for our listeners what a major regulation is and why you believe Congress needs a stronger role in whether or not these things actually take effect.
Sure. There's actually an official legal definition for a major regulation. It's any regulation coming out of an executive agency, think EPA or OSHA or the SEC, that imposes a economic cost on our economy of $100 million or more. So what the RAINS Act is designed to do is as you say, give Congress ultimate authority, the ultimate say-so as to whether or not these regulations become the law of the land after the administrative agencies have worked their will.
And what do you see as the impact of some of the regulations that have already come down the pike? What are you hearing from business owners that have led you to want Congress to have a stronger role here?
Well, you know, I've been frustrated only in my brief 2 years in office so far representing Indiana's 9th District, that you know, these regulations will rise to our attention from time to time, from boiler regulations, industrial boilers, to regulations dealing with cement mixtures and its contents. And occasionally we'll vote to in Congress to defund a particular agency in its implementation of that regulation. We have the power of the purse, and so on a case-by-case, regulation-by-regulation basis, we have done our work to try and address these things, but there are just far too many regulations out there, 10 regulations a day in recent years that are being propounded by these regulatory agencies. And in order for us to keep our eye on the ball and have an opportunity to vote down those regulations that are really ought not become law in the first place, I think we need a systemic reform rather than a case-by-case reform. And so this legislation would accomplish a number of things. First and foremost, it would prevent Congress from passing really vague laws, punting on the hard issues, and leaving those hard issues up to regulatory agencies. And I'll cite one very well-known and recent example, Obamacare. That's a massive, broad piece of legislation that will be reforming in so many ways, one-fifth of our economy. But so many of the hard questions are left up to Health and Human Services and other regulatory agencies. So it's not entirely clear, even though we've been talking at great length about the legislation, exactly what is in it, exactly what's going to be in it until we see all the regulations. And those have been trickling out over recent years. They will start to really, we'll see a flood of new regulations now that the elections have passed. Dodd-Frank is another example of one of these landmark pieces of legislation that it's creating great uncertainty in our economy because banks and other financial services organizations don't know exactly how they'll be regulated. So in the absence of certainty, people hold on to their capital. People are anxious in their own private affairs as to what exactly the federal government is going to require of them. And, you know, that's just no way to run a country, no way to run an economy. And the RAINS Act is designed to improve this situation.
There may be some folks listening here, Congressman, who say, well, if you have the power to defund already, what additional power or latitude do you get from this additional legislation? What's the answer to that?
Well, we literally have the power to reject these regulations. So rather than using the blunt instrument of defunding the entire sub-agency, we can still provide funding but say, look, you know, either A, time to go back to the drawing board and draft another regulation, Or B, time for Congress to, in a more direct way, work its will and change the law so that that regulation, that area of focus by, say, the EPA, will no longer be something we can expect to be regulated. So it just it empowers the legislative branch to assert its authority in a more direct way than current law allows.
This, I'm guessing, is quite popular among the Republican conference. I see you already have 121 co-sponsors, which is well on the way to 218. Do you get the idea that many Democrats would go along with this?
You know, we have received some bipartisan support. It has been, in the main, a Republican-supported piece of legislation. It was actually originally introduced last Congress by Congressman Jeff Davis of Kentucky, who I have to give great credit to. He's now left Congress, and so I've introduced it and am now managing this effort. But my hope is, now that the election has passed, with so much talk about the nearly $2 trillion in annual regulatory costs imposed on our economy, which is inhibiting economic growth and job creation and growth in personal incomes, I really hope that now we'll have some Democrats come on board and not reject this out of hand just because it emerged as a Republican idea. We ought to look beyond who the original co-sponsor of a piece of legislation is and actually do commonsensical things in Washington. That's what the American people are asking for, and this is certainly one of those areas. And so it was part of the Republican national platform. Had Mitt Romney become president, I think it would have been part of his first 100-day agenda. And I'd have to say, you know, if President Obama were to embrace this legislation, I wouldn't put myself in the highly optimistic category. But if he were, I think it would send a strong signal that he's really serious about growing this economy at a higher rate than, you know, around 2% per year, which is just, you know, we're just treading water right now.
We're talking with Indiana Congressman Todd Young. And Congressman, a quick glance at the congressional map shows that your district and former Congressman Davis's district border each other. Are there specific industries that you and he thought were especially threatened by these regulations that you weren't and still aren't able to check as well as you'd like to?
Well, you know, I'll name a few. Manufacturing. They often are on the receiving end of a lot of regulation, whether it's from OSHA. They are an energy-intensive industry, so sometimes EPA encroaches upon their concerns, which is cheap electric power, and both Kentucky and Indiana enjoy that, as well as other states and regions of the country. The financial services industry, as I mentioned before, they're highly regulated, and we certainly need regulations. Let me emphasize that. But in the future, as we propound these very costly regulations, we just need another line of defense before they actually become implemented. And then finally, I mentioned the coal industry, which is also the electric power industry in a state like Indiana, where over 95% of our electric power is generated through coal generation. Some of the regulatory discussion and soon-to-be proposals coming out of Washington could absolutely decimate our utilities and, you know, really rank-and-file Americans, Hoosiers in particular, as they see their electric bill skyrocket as a result of regulations coming out of Washington, D.C. So that's a sampling of some of the things that are at stake. But really, I would remind your listeners that this RAINS Act would rein in every single agency of our federal government, every branch of the executive branch, all the alphabet soup agencies that oftentimes burden our lives and hurt our economy.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks a lot for this opportunity. You take care, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Young represents his state's 9th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.